USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two suspects in two unrelated but both hate-filled crimes last week are due in federal courtrooms today. The accused synagogue mass shooter, Robert Bowers, is facing 29 charges for the murders of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. The reports are he made comments about his desire to kill Jews as he opened fire. Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc also to face a judge today for a hearing. He is accused of sending pipe bombs to a dozen high-profile Democrats and liberals, as well as CNN. The World Series Most Valuable Player, Steve Pierce of the Red Sox, says,
"This is exactly where we knew we were going to be."
The Red Sox beating the L.A. Dodgers last night, 5-1 in Los Angeles, to take the series. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new migrant caravan from El Salvador this time is heading to the United States. Over 300 Salvadorans leaving from the capital over the weekend. It follows in the footsteps of a couple of other migrant caravans, including a huge group of as many as 7,000 that have made headlines after storming a Guatemalan border bridge and forcing their way into Mexico. President Trump says he's going to be closing the southern border as those caravans near. Protesters disrupting a rally yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Blackburn is facing Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen for that Senate seat. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The city of San Francisco is going to let people who are not U.S. citizens vote next month in a local school board election. That includes non-citizens here legally and illegally. About 40 have registered for the vote so far. The decision's expected to become a flashpoint for conservatives and the right, who already paint California as a prime example of liberal politics gone too far. Supporters of this move say it's mainly about giving a voice to parents who do have children in that school district. ABC extending the first season of The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff. The network ordering another episode of the new series, bringing it to 11 total episodes. The Conners just premiered a couple of weeks ago. It lost a quarter of its viewers by the second episode. The 2018 Roseanne reboot was canceled in May after show star Roseanne Barr went out on a racist tweet about political aide Valerie Jarrett from the Obama administration. In The Conners, her character has died from a drug overdose. And they say a viral photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito, as most folks would figure is the wrong way to do it, is actually a fake. It appeared to show the pop star sitting on a park bench biting into the burrito from the side and surfaced on Reddit last Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.